Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So the American economy shrunk in the first 3 months of 2025, but no worries, our president has it covered.
But we're turning it around. It's a big ship to turn around, and we're going to have the greatest country financially in the history of the world, I believe. I think we're going to do things, and we had to do it. We reset the table.
Slight problem, though. Economists think his plan is kind of crazy.
This is what tariffs do. You're picking a fight. I mean, you walk up to someone and you sucker punch them in the face and be like, hey, by the way, you're not allowed to kick me or bite me. And also your friends can't come in like that. You don't get to dictate those terms. You just sucker punch someone.
And if you haven't felt the impacts of the Trump trade war yourself yet, you're about to.
The American consumer will be affected with less choice here in the weeks ahead on store shelves and online buying platforms, and likely prices will rise.
No, you have not accidentally signed on to an economics and finance podcast. It's the LA Local, of course, for Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, appropriately armed today with spreadsheets and import-export ledgers, ready to dive into the economic news of the day. And that news was not pretty. The economy contracted in this first quarter as businesses rushed to stock up on imports ahead of the Trump tariffs and the expected slowdown in consumer spending. We're attacking this issue from several different angles on today's show. You're going to hear from economists, business owners, the CEO of the Port of Los Angeles, and even California's senior U.S. senator. Let's start with the man in charge, who almost single-handedly has transformed the American economy, and not necessarily for the best, at least not yet. In spite of the increasingly distressed warnings from business owners, big and small, that products and part shortages will start materializing soon for American consumers, President Trump seemed to shrug off those concerns. This morning, Trump sounded like a minimalist hippie, arguing Americans don't really need Chinese exports.
Much of it we don't need. You know, somebody said, oh, the shelves are going to be open. Well, maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know. And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally. But we're not talking about something that we have to go out of our way. They have ships that are loaded up with stuff, much of which, not all of it, but much of which we don't need.
Trump, the renowned businessman, sounding like an anti-capitalist in that clip. Like, why do we need so much stuff, man? Down with rampant consumerism. Was that guy Trump or Bernie Sanders? It's got confusing. So let's start with a review of how we got here. Should the slumping economy, as the president argued this morning, actually be blamed on his predecessor, Joe Biden? I talk with labor economist Dr. Catherine Ann Edwards, who started out by laughing off the idea that this economy belongs to anyone other than Donald J. Trump.
It covers the months of January, February, and March. So, I mean, I think the whole idea of it being Biden's fault, like he really did his worst in those 19 days in January, and we're still reeling from it, is a little, I think, laughable to economists, because on January 1st, as the new quarter turned over, we had really past some milestones when it comes to the inflation struggle that we had all lived through. Price growth had fallen below 3%. Unemployment was at 4%. The economy was expected to grow around 3%. And we're hitting our marks on every level. What we learned this morning was that the kind of effect of the tariff policy, those announced in February, those announced in March, but not those announced in April, had some deleterious effects on the economy, but through some rather, I would say, interesting ways.
This is all a bracing effect? Like,
yeah, this is like a prepare for impact.
Yeah.
Trump has said throughout the campaign, he said it throughout February and March, they had this announcement of like April 2nd, we're going to be in the Rose Garden, big, beautiful day of tariffs. I mean, businesses responded to that information. They didn't know what the tariff announcement was going to contain, but they knew that they have foreign imports in their supply chain, and they weren't going to risk waiting after the fact, given that tariffs are, I mean, they're just, you know, they're not one for one price increases, but they can be pretty close. And so you had a lot of businesses that wanted to stock up on important parts of their supply chain before they had to pay more for it.
What are the possibilities that, and when should consumers expect this kind of impact to hit, that a lot of very common everyday goods that we all are spoiled because they're always available will not be there by what? Summer?
Depends on how long the supplies last. I mean, they've been stocking up on goods. Inventories were pretty large over the quarter. And so they're stocking up in order to avoid shortages because, trust me, even if they hate tariffs, no seller wants to have a shortage. They don't want to have an empty shelf. So they're trying to forestall that with the behavior of this past quarter, and, you know, probably hope that this trade war gets resolved before they do start having shortages. But of course, a lot's out of their hands, because once you say shortage, you're going to have people run to the store and stock up on goods. And that accelerate, I mean, that was like toilet paper at the start of the pandemic, right? That was entirely inflicted by our own behavior and being afraid that we wouldn't be able to buy something. So we mass purchased. Again, you know, this is why we don't typically have economic policy that we shoot from the hip. This is why we tend to be deliberate and transparent and methodical about our economic policy, because in the balance are people's lives and livelihoods. In the balance is their ability to put food on the table, to have access to the goods that they need for their life to function.
And now for the effects of those tariffs, which will soon be hard to avoid. Gene Soroka, CEO of the Port of Los Angeles, explained that his operation is starting to slow down dramatically.
What we're seeing now is that dock workers, truckers, warehouse folks will be having less job opportunities beginning next week. If you're a trucker today, hauling 4 and 5 containers, beginning next week, you'll likely be just moving 2 or 3. Dock workers who've been getting overtime, working double shifts, will likely work less than a full work week. This will hit our local and regional economy immediately.
Soroka says product shortages will soon be coming to a store shelf near you.
45% of our business here at the Port of Los Angeles is with China, whether it be furniture, electronics, appliances, clothing, and footwear. The American consumer will be affected with less choice here in the weeks ahead on store shelves and online buying platforms, and likely prices will rise. These tariffs will be passed on in cost structure to the American consumer.
Soroka says he's expecting about a quarter of the usual number of arriving ships to the Port of Los Angeles to be canceled in May, outright canceled. And it's not just the tariff effect that's slowing the economy. The United States has suddenly become a hostile place for immigrants, tourists included. Our producer, Donald Morrison, talked with Siamak Nasirpour, who runs the Lux Sunset Hotel in West L.A. He tells us tourism to Los Angeles is way down for the first half of this year.
You know, there's a number of reasons for that. With the L.A. wildfires at the beginning of the year, we did see a little bit of a slowdown in our booking pace, especially for the first quarter of the year. But I think also the political climate has had an effect or impact on tourism in general within the United States, certainly, you know, California and Los Angeles being a part of that. So, you know, for us, it's more of a double-edged sword where, you know, we're dealing with a little bit of a political climate as well as, you know, still dealing with the aftermath of the wildfires here in Los Angeles.
How about Canadian tourism? There's been a lot of talk of a lot of our tourism is dependent on Canadians. Do you find that to be the case for your hotel?
Yes, we've definitely noticed a decline in tourism from Canada as it pertains to our market here. We've seen a little bit of uptick from Japan since the Dodgers seasons reopened a few weeks ago. But overall, international travel and tourism and domestic tourism is down for us this year.
So can anything be done about all this? Or are we simply at the whims of a president who has near total tariff authority and isn't afraid to use it, even if it tips the country into a recession? I put that question to California senior U.S. Senator Alex Padilla. He's hopeful that Congress can take back control of tariffs. And there is indeed legislation drawn up by Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul that would do just that. Unsurprisingly, Padilla is not a fan of Trump's tariff policies.
Look, the one thing that's loud and clear is Trump has once again lied to the American people. Throughout the course of his campaign, he promised to bring down prices on day one. And his policies and his rhetoric has done the exact opposite. Prices are up on everything, from food to clothing to electronics and cars and everything in between. And we've seen data now that shows that not only has he not grown the economy as he promised to do, the economy is actually shrinking under Donald Trump and only getting worse. When we talk about tariffs, it's important to recognize a couple of things. Number one, other countries do not pay tariffs into United States Treasury. That cost is borne by companies in the United States that import product from other countries. And when their costs go up, they pass it along to their consumers. So prices go up. In essence, it is a tax that working families are now having to pay because of Donald Trump's policies. He says that the tariffs have been put off for 90 days, but all that means is 90 days of uncertainty. Then what? You know, he's been so chaotic, so erratic. In 90 days, maybe the Trumps don't go into effect, or maybe they do, or maybe they do at much higher rates. Nobody knows. And consumers are paying the price in the meantime. Business owners are not wanting to make their investments or hire more people because of the uncertainty, and our economy risks going into a recession or a downward spiral because of Donald Trump.
Rand Paul, your Republican senator, is has legislation, I believe, that's written up, that would take back the tariff authority from the president, which Congress handed over in successive pieces of legislation over the years, and give it back to Congress. There are a couple of Republicans now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a couple have actually firmly signed on to it. What you have on the House of Representatives and Mike Johnson refusing to bring it up is a whole other issue, but what are your thoughts on the prospects for a bill to take away tariff authority from Trump?
Yeah, and restore it to where it belongs, right? Congress is in the first article of the Constitution, and the executive branch is second. So we're looking for a few brave Republicans who are currently in the majority to do the right thing. And it's not just in their political self-interest. It's standing up for their constituents and what's in the best interest of the country. That's what they claim to do. It's not what they've been doing since January 20th of this year. So for all the faults of President Trump, I'm not shocked by any of his extreme actions, but I do look to my Republican colleagues in the Senate and in the House to live up to their oath of office, their constitutional responsibility to serve as a check and balance on this reckless president.
By the way, breaking news here at the LA Local, quick update on that very vote in the U.S. Senate to remove Trump's tariff authorities. The vote just failed 49-49. So much for that. My takeaway after this review of our tariffed reality: we're all going to be stuck on this economic roller coaster for the foreseeable future. Motion sickness or a recession, be damned. Buckle up. This has been the LA Local for Hump Day. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. See you tomorrow.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.